Mindful Meditation. The reason we engage in mindful meditation is to gently retrain the mind to be aware, to be mindful of what is going on right now. For most of our waking day, our mind is off somewhere, separate from our bodies and from what we are doing. We may be washing the dishes, but our mind is away in the future, worrying about tomorrow, or it's back in the past, raking over old grievances. Mindful meditation trains the mind to be with the body and involved with the activity we are engaged in right now. Formal mindful meditation only takes a few minutes a day, but the benefits to our mental well-being are huge. Chapter 20. Hugh dropped Joan back to Bomora close to 8 p.m. and bid her farewell with a merry blast of the klaxon as he sped away. The light was still on in Mrs. Moxham's front parlour, and as Joan entered the lobby, the landlady opened the door of her flat.
"Nice day out with your fancy man, Miss Lindemann?"
"Yes, thank you," Joan replied stiffly, too tired to rise to the bait. "Very nice."
"Don't suppose you've found anywhere to move yet?" the landlady probed. "Maybe he could set you up in some nice flat or bungalow, eh?"
More than half of Bomora's flats were empty now. Trucks, vans, and even a horse and cart had been coming and going all week to take away the tenants and their modest belongings. Up on Horseshoe Hill. Written by Penelope Janu and read by Cecilia Ramsdale. My brother's plot is in the third row of graves at the Horseshoe Hill Cemetery. Dad made his cross from a red gum branch, which fell near the cottage in a storm. Railway sleepers, faded dusky grey, mark the end of each row of graves. The timber is dusty and rough, but my jeans are dirty from work, so I sit and stretch out my legs. At the top of the rise is a tiny stone church, weathered and golden with age. My ute is the only car parked there today. More people will come on the weekend. Some pray at the church, or chat with the loved ones they've lost. Others take shelter from the sun. Our wheelbarrow and gardening tools are stored at the back of the nave. The land beyond the graveyard is mostly cleared for crops and sheep and cattle grazing. I can't see the river from where I'm sitting, but paper bark trees mark the flow. So, Liam, I guess you know it's the 2nd of August. Tears blur my view of the cross. You would have been 16. I saw Liam once when he was only 2 days old. Mum was holding him closely and rocking him gently, her eyelashes spiky and wet. She opened the blanket and showed him to me, his little nose and mouth and skinny arms and legs. Besides the paleness of his face and the stillness of his body, he was perfect.
My gaze flicked irresistibly to my friend Shona, whose lips were locked with her new boyfriend's, their pelvises fused together, his hands clutching her bum. Renee bumped into me as she plonked down on the bench beside me. Why don't they ever play decent music at these things? If they played Magic Dirt or Regurgitator, I might actually enjoy a social for once, I agreed. I don't know why we bother coming.
Well, for that.
Renee threw an arm out towards Shona and Daniel. Look at them, practically dry rooting. They'll be rooting for real later on. I laughed to cover up the sting of this fact. I'd had an unspoken and unrequited crush on Daniel for the last year, but considering I'd never done anything about it, let alone told my two best friends, I could hardly be angry with Shona for asking him to the social.